You seem familiar. Have we met before?
I don't think so. Maybe just one of those faces.
Every place we've been, every conversation we've had, it feels like it's leading us to something, like pieces of a puzzle.
I found something incredible in this book. It talks about a library in Istanbul, one that holds rare manuscripts about past lives and soul connections.
That's amazing. It could be the...
You're listening Valentine's special, Soulmates in Every Life, a podcast audio's originals, featuring Desiree Kinney as guest storyteller.
Emma, a young dedicated doctor, dressed in casual attire, enters the coffee shop, her movements reflecting a long day's fatigue. She waits in line, absently scrolling through her phone.
Could I get a large black coffee, please?
Sure thing, that'll be just a moment.
And for me, a cappuccino, please. Extra foam. Rough day?
Something like that. You know how it is.
Leo, nodding with a twinkle in his eye.
I do indeed. I'm Leo, by the way.
Emma, nice to meet you.
Here we are, one black coffee and one cappuccino.
Oh, sorry.
No worries at all. Happens to the best of us. You seem familiar. Have we met before?
I don't think so. Maybe just one of those faces.
Or maybe a twist of fate. The world works in mysterious ways.
I'm sorry, I have to take this. It was nice meeting you, Leo.
Maybe fate will have our paths cross again.
A brief encounter, yet a seed was planted. Unbeknownst to Emma and Leo, the threads of fate had begun to weave their tapestry. As the city lights twinkle under the velvet sky, our characters retreat into their separate worlds, unaware that destiny has started its inexorable dance. As the moon ascends, its silver glow casting shadows that dance with secrets. The world falls into a hushed slumber, but for Emma, sleep becomes a doorway to another realm.
Emma, in the dream, her voice echoing softly.
Where am I? This place feels familiar yet impossible. Impossible.
Emma, find me across the ages. Emma, find me across the ages. Across the ages.
Emma wanders through the streets of an old European city with the echoes of a life she's never lived, yet one that resonates deep within her soul.
Emma, find me across the ages.
Leo, is that you? How is this real?
As the dawn breaks, the dream lingers in Emma's mind, a puzzle she can't yet solve. But the threads of fate are already pulling her toward her destiny. As days turn to weeks, our story takes us across the globe. Emma and Leo, guided by unseen forces, find their paths crossing in the most unexpected of places. In the timeless embrace of Rome, destiny weaves its next thread, drawing Emma and Leo into an unexpected reunion.
Rome, you're like a dream I never want to wake up from.
Emma? In Rome? What are the odds?
Leo, this is incredible.
Seems like fate's got a flair for the dramatic. Who knew?
Apparently, fate's got a scriptwriter somewhere.
Amidst the vibrant tapestry of Istanbul's Grand Bazaar, our story takes a colorful turn.
Leo, are you following me across the globe?
Emma, you caught me. Or maybe it's the other way around.
We must stop meeting like this. People will talk.
Let them. After all, every good story needs a little mystery.
As Emma and Leo explore the wonders of Istanbul, their conversations delve deeper, revealing their shared fascination with history and mysticism.
You know, Emma, every place we've been, every conversation we've had, it feels like it's leading us to something, like pieces of a puzzle.
I've been feeling the same way. It's like we're being guided to uncover something. something bigger than us.
That night, Emma stumbles upon an old book detailing the city's ancient libraries and their hidden treasures.
Leo, I found something incredible in this book. It talks about a library in Istanbul, one that holds rare manuscripts about past lives and soul connections.
That's amazing. It could be the key to understanding these dreams and encounters we've been having.
We should go there, Leo. Maybe it holds answers to the questions haunting us.
I'm with you. It's time we solve this mystery.
The next day, under the high domes of one of Istanbul's oldest libraries, Emma and Leo wander through aisles lined with ancient texts.
Look at all these old manuscripts. It's like stepping back in time.
And each of these books could hold a piece of our story.
The writings within it mirror the very dreams and experiences they've been sharing.
Leo, listen to this. It's like reading about us, but from centuries ago.
This is it, Emma. Our connection, it's real, and it's been real for lifetimes.
Emma and Leo delve into the ancient journal, uncovering secrets that feel all too familiar.
In each life, we found each other against all odds, only to be torn apart. But the promise was always the same, to meet again, to continue the love that time could never erase.
It's like our story has been written in the stars, and these pages are just echoes of what the universe has already penned.
As they read, the world around them fades. They are transported to a vivid flashback, a memory from one of their past lives. With each memory, the bond between them deepens, an unbreakable thread weaving through the tapestry of time.
Leo, it's all here. Our laughter, our tears, our farewells and reunions.
This time, we make a new ending to our story. We won't let history repeat itself. We'll write our future together.
In the library, under the watchful gaze of centuries of knowledge, Emma and Leo make a silent pledge to each other.
No matter what life throws at us, we'll face it together. Our love has survived the test of time.
We found each other again, Emma. This time, nothing will stand in our way.
As they prepare to leave the library, a librarian approaches, handing them a sealed envelope found in the journal.
This was with the journal. It seems it was waiting for the right hands to find it.
What could this be?
Let's find out.
It's a map and a message. Where the sea meets the sky, the final chapter awaits.
It's leading us somewhere. This journey isn't over yet.
With the map in hand and a new purpose in their hearts, Emma and Leo step out of the library, ready to follow the trail set by fate.
To the place where the sea meets the sky, we'll find our final chapter there.
And we'll write it together. This is just the beginning.
Guided by the ancient map, Emma and Leo embark on a journey to a remote coastal village where the sea touches the sky in a dance of nature's splendor.
This is it, Leo. The place where everything comes together.
It feels like the end of a long journey and the start of something new.
As they explore the coastline, they find a hidden cave marked by ancient symbols that match those on their map.
Look at these markings. It's as if they're telling our story.
It's not just a story, it's our legacy, written in stone.
Deep within the cave, they find an altar illuminated by the last rays of the setting sun. On it, an ancient artifact, a locket, pulsating with a gentle light.
This, it feels like it belongs to us.
It's as if this has been waiting for us through all these lifetimes. Every life we've shared, it's all here. This is the proof of our eternal bond.
We've finally found it, Leo. The end of our quest, but the beginning of our forever.
Emma, no matter what life brings, I'll always find you. Our love transcends time itself.
As they step out of the cave, the sun dips below the horizon, painting the sky in shades of orange and purple. Emma and Leo stand hand in hand, their hearts full of love and eyes brimming with hope.
This moment, right here with you,
It's where every story we've lived was leading us.
In the twilight of the setting sun, they make a vow, not just for this life, but for every life to come.
I vow to love you, to search for you, to find you in every life. You are my constant, my eternal echo.
And I vow to wait for you, to remember you, to love you beyond time. You are my soul's true north, my endless journey's end. No matter where we go from here, we'll always have this moment, this certainty of us.
A reminder that true love knows no bounds, no limits, and no end. Theirs is a story that will be told in whispers by the wind, sung by the waves, and cherished in the hearts of those who believe in love that lasts beyond a lifetime.